Every golfer, I think we can agree, shares that same universal quest, right? It's that relentless search for hitting the ball, not just further, but, more accurately. Pinpoint accuracy. If you've ever stood there on the tee, club in hand, wondering how you can really unlock that extra yardage, or just dialing your distances with real confidence, well, you've absolutely come to the right place today. We're taking a deep dive into this comprehensive guide called Understanding Golf Club Distances. And honestly, we've got a stack of insights from this material, some really surprising facts, and importantly, genuinely actionable strategies.
Yeah, our mission here really is to pull out those key nuggets of knowledge. We want to help you understand not just how far a ball can go, but why it travels the way it does, and crucially, how you can actually apply this stuff to your own game, especially thinking about the unique context of South Africa's incredibly diverse golf courses. Hopefully you'll walk away feeling well informed, maybe ready for your next round, or just, with a deeper appreciation for the science behind it all.
Okay, let's get into it. Let's unpack this. So we're kicking off with the foundational stuff, the elements that really shape how far your golf ball travels. And it's so much more than just raw swing speed, isn't it? What are these like invisible forces at play?
Oh, absolutely. It's like a whole symphony of factors. First up, you've got elevation and terrain variations. In a country like South Africa, I mean, the landscapes are just incredible, and this changes everything. Think about teeing off from an elevated spot, maybe like you'd find down near George Fancourt, perhaps. That lets your shots just soar, hang in the air longer. But then conversely, if you're playing from a low-lying area or maybe aiming for a steep drop, well, that needs really precise understanding for your club choice. And it's not just the ups and downs. The course itself matters. Grass type, soil quality, even how wet it is. A lush fairway, like maybe it's Steenberg in Cape Town, that's going to play totally differently from the firmer, drier stuff you might find up in the country.
That makes a huge amount of sense. Okay, what about the element every golfer loves to hate? The weather, the unpredictable bit.
Yeah, weather, especially in South Africa, it can change so fast and it really hits your distances. Wind direction and speed, that's the obvious one. A blustery day at, say, Royal Cape, it can just eat up your drives. But a tailwind, suddenly you're hitting it miles. But here's where it gets really interesting, something people don't often think about. Humidity. Denser air, like you get in high humidity places, Durban, for example, that actually creates more drag. It can hinder the ball's travel. Whereas drier regions, maybe the Free State, the air is thinner, less dense. You might get slightly longer distances. So yeah, the very air itself can be working for you or against you.
Right. So the environment is a massive player. Beyond that, how much does the golfer, their actual skill influence how far they hit it?
Oh, hugely, massively. The golfer's skill level is a direct factor. But it's not just about brute strength, Often a skilled player's distance advantage comes from consistency, hitting the sweet spot time after time, and optimizing those launch conditions, getting the right launch angle, managing spin. They minimize that excessive side spin that just kills distance. It's about efficient power. So take a proficient player, maybe at a top course like Glendower. They might consistently nail their 7-iron, say, 150 meters. Impressive. Compare that to a novice, maybe just starting out. They might only get, I don't know, 100 meters with the same club. That difference really highlights how technique and efficient energy transfer are just as vital as raw power.
Yeah, that efficient power point is key. And finally, one factor that really changes the game, particularly here in South Africa with these dramatic landscapes,
Say.
altitude. We touched on it, but what's the full picture?
Indeed. Altitude. The altitude effects are pretty significant. When you're playing up high, like in the Drakensberg Mountains, the air is thinner, less drag. So the ball cuts through it easier, travels further. Simple physics, really. Golfers on high altitude courses might find their drives going, what, 10, maybe even 15% further than at sea level. That means someone used to playing down at the coast, say Durban Country Club, needs a big adjustment when they go play somewhere elevated, like Leopard Creek near Kruger. But here's the flip side, something maybe less talked about. Thinner air means less resistance, yes, but that also means less resistance to stop bad shots going offline. Miss shits, especially ones with a lot of spin, can become way more unpredictable. So up high, managing your ball flight, controlling that spin becomes even more critical. It's not just free distance.
Okay, that's a great point. So knowing what affects the ball flight is one thing, but the next crucial step really is understanding your own numbers. How far can you realistically expect each club to go? Let's talk some typical distances.
Yeah, knowing your average is just fundamental for smart course management. It's non-negotiable, really. Take your driver. Skilled players here in SA, they're typically averaging around, like, say, 230 to 250 meters. And like we said, that's not just swinging out of your shoes. It's technique, club head speed, the right launch, maybe even the specific driver model. Knowing your average lets you step up and commit to the shot with confidence. Takes away some doubt.
Right. What about the irons, the real workhorses in the bag?
The irons, yeah. Typically, South African golfers might hit a 7-iron somewhere between 120 and 150 meters.
Yeah.
It's a decent range. And that depends on skill, sure, but also physical conditioning, the type of irons you play. Yeah. You see guys really working on this at practice facilities, maybe Killarney Country Club or similar spots, and they see real improvement in those numbers, especially consistency.
Mm.
Being consistent across different courses, whether it's sandy links by the coast or lush parkland inland, that comes from really knowing how each of your irons performs.
And then those crucial shots, the ones around the green, how far do wedges typically go and what's the nuance there?
Wedges, so vital for scoring. Typically, you're looking at distances from maybe 70 up to 110 meters, and each type, your pitching wedge, sand wedge, lob wedge, they all do different jobs, different flights, different spin. Mastering those differences allows for those strategic choices, right? Like hitting a high, soft lob wedge over a bunker at a tricky spot, maybe somewhere like the Wild Coast Sun. And it's not just yardage with wedges. Trajectory and spin are critical. That determines how quickly the ball stops on the green. You need that stopping power.
Okay, so knowing the averages is useful context, but knowing your averages, that's the key. How do you accurately measure your own game and then crucially improve those numbers? This feels like where strategy and tech really meet.
Exactly. This is where you can make huge strides. Rangefinders, for a start, honestly, they're pretty much indispensable in South Africa now. Getting accurate numbers to the flag, to hazards, bunkers, front edge. You take a course like Erindale and Somerset West, some tricky visuals there, gauging distances without one. Really tough. And those ones with slope adjustment. Invaluable. Takes out so much guesswork.
Okay, so the gadget helps lock in the number. But beyond that, how does a golfer really hone those distances, make them reliable?
It comes down to regular, deliberate practice. Fundamental.
Yeah.
Facilities all over, Pretoria Country Club, Durbanville, wherever. They offer great spots to work on your swing mechanics, build that muscle memory so it's repeatable. But the key word is deliberate. Not just bashing balls. It means setting specific distance goals for each club, maybe using alignment sticks or targets, focusing on drills that improve your strike quality. That's where consistency comes from. And also, look, don't underestimate professional coaching. A good instructor, maybe at one of the established clubs like Johannesburg Country Club, they can give you personalized insights. They use tech now too, swing analysis software, launch monitors, to give you real hard data and tailored guidance. It's not just guesswork anymore.
Right. The tech. We live in this digital world now. What other digital tools are really changing how golfers measure and, you know, enhance their distances?
Well, GPS golf apps have been a game changer. They give you accurate distances, detailed course maps right on your phone or watch, lets you navigate complex layouts like, say, Leopard Creek much more easily. You get real-time data front, middle, back of the green. A lot of them let you input your own average distances so they can suggest clubs. Pretty smart. And then tracking progress with advanced technology, things like personal launch monitors, swing analyzers. These give you incredibly deep insights into your performance, ball speed, launch, spin, path. They help you pinpoint inefficiencies in your swing and track your development over time. You get tangible proof you're improving, which is great for motivation too.
Okay, let's bring it back specifically to South Africa. This deep dive has that focus. What are the truly unique challenges and maybe even opportunities that golfers face on these, I mean, stunningly diverse courses?
Yeah, South Africa's geography is just incredible for golf, but it does present unique dynamics. You've got coastal course challenges. Think Wild Coast Sun, Durban Country Club. You're dealing with often formidable coastal winds, sometimes switching direction mid-round. That makes ball flight really unpredictable. Plus, the sandy terrain often plays differently, and you've got that fluctuating humidity we talked about. It all adds up to distinct conditions you have to adapt to.
And then when you move inland, away from the coast, what's the challenge there?
Well, navigating the inland course dynamics brings its own set of tests. Especially in areas like Gauteng, around the cradle of humankind, you encounter a real mix of elevation changes, different types of terrain. Adapting your club selection based on the lie is the ball above your feet, below your feet, and the slope of the fairway, that becomes absolutely crucial for consistency. And grass types vary a lot inland too, as does moisture. You need a keen eye and an adaptable strategy.
We talked about altitude earlier as a factor, but let's revisit it from a strategic angle. How do you really thrive on those high altitude courses?
Right. Thriving on high altitude courses, like up in the Drakensberg, yes, you get the advantage of increased distance because the thinner air produces drag. the ball flies further. However, that increased distance often comes with, let's say, less forgiveness on mishits. The ball doesn't just fly further forward, it can fly further offline too, or spin more unpredictably because there's less air resistance to straighten it out. So meticulous attention to club selection is vital, not just to capitalize on the extra yards, but also to manage the unique challenges of that slightly wilder ball behavior if your strike isn't perfect.
Okay, fascinating stuff. Finally, let's shift to the gear itself. Technology isn't just for tracking, it's baked into the equipment. What's evolving in golf gear that's directly impacting how far we hit it?
Oh, technology is constantly pushing the boundaries here. It's relentless. Take the evolution of golf ball technology. Modern golf balls are incredibly complex. They're engineered with sophisticated layers, different core materials, specific dimple patterns, all to optimize aerodynamics, control spin rates, and maximize performance. Understanding whether maybe a softer cover for more greenside feel or a firmer core for maximum distance suits your game and the courses you play, like a tough track like Leopard Creek, that can genuinely impact your total distance and control.
Right. And what about getting the clubs themselves perfectly matched to the individual golfer?
This is where professional club fitting services are just booming. You see it at places like Centurion Country Club, all over really. Good fitters, they evaluate critical things like your swing speed, your angle of attack, how steeply or shallowly you hit the ball, even your body measurements. And based on that data, they recommend clubs tailored specifically to you. That includes things like shaft flexibility, the flex. A stiffer shaft gives stability for powerful swings. A more flexible one might help slower swingers generate speed. And grip size, too. All these details are vital for optimizing both your distance and your control. It's not just about hitting it far. It's about hitting it far and finding the fairway.
We mentioned launch monitors and swing analysis earlier, but I'm curious, how have they specifically revolutionized our understanding of distance itself? What's the core impact there?
That's been a profound shift, actually. Harnessing the power of launch monitors has completely changed the game in understanding distance. They measure those key metrics instantly. Ball speed, how fast the ball leaves the face, launch angle, the upward trajectory, spin rate, how fast it's rotating. This gives you invaluable immediate feedback. You see pros using them constantly at places like the club at Stan City, for example. This data-driven approach allows for incredibly precise adjustments to your swing or equipment to maximize distance efficiently. And similarly, utilizing swing analysis software gives you that deep dive into your mechanics. Swing path, club face angle at impact, body position. Seeing that visually, understanding the numbers, allows for informed adjustments that directly translate into how far and how straight the ball goes. It takes the guesswork out.
And the clubs keep getting smarter too, the components themselves.
Yes, absolutely. Constantly evolving. Advancements in shaft technology, for instance. Modern shafts use all sorts of materials, graphite, steel, composites, and come in a huge range of flex profiles and weights. A lighter shaft genuinely might increase your swing speed, adding distance. A stiffer one offers control for players who generate a lot of force. Custom fitting, maybe to a place like East London Golf Club, helps find that ideal match for your swing. And then you have features like adjustable weights and driver heads. These allow you or a fitter to fine-tune the club's center of gravity to influence launch and spin, helping you achieve your desired distances and accuracy. It's all about personalization.
Okay, so we've covered a ton of ground. Environment, skill, gear, tech. With all this incredible knowledge, what are the absolute top practical takeaways for golfers listening right now who want to hit it better and smarter?
Yeah, it really boils down to smart play and preparation. Effective course management strategies are just crucial. Before you even step onto the first tee, take a few minutes, analyze the course map or use your GPS app. Understand the wind direction for the day. Note those elevation changes on specific holes. Look at the green layouts where the safe misses. This kind of prep, especially when you're facing a really challenging hole, maybe like the 12th at Westlake, it lets you set realistic goals for your shots and helps minimize those big costly mistakes.
And adapting on the fly. Dealing with the conditions of the day, that sounds like a constant adjustment.
It is. It absolutely is. And adapting to weather and course conditions is essential. You can't just have one game plan. For example, those strong, windy days at coastal courses, maybe somewhere like Arabella, you might need to club down, take one or even two clubs less than normal to hit a lower, more piercing shot that stays under the wind. Humidity, temperature, they also play roles we've discussed. Just staying observant. Noticing how the ball is reacting and being willing to adjust your strategy hole by hole, shot by shot, that can make a huge difference to your final score.
Right. And finally, is there one simple yet maybe really powerful tip to help golfers kind of pull all this information together and apply it to their own game?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's maybe simpler than you think. The benefits of keeping a distance log cannot be overstated. Seriously. This is just your personal record. How far does your 7-iron actually go on a calm day? How much does that change in the wind? Or when it's cold? Or even when you're feeling a bit tired on the back nine? By just jotting down these distances, maybe in a notebook or an app, you start to identify real patterns.
Mm-hmm.
You can track your progress accurately over time. And most importantly, you can make far more informed, confident decisions about club selection when you're actually out there on the course under pressure. It sounds basic, maybe, but this simple habit can profoundly change how you understand your own game and lead to much more accurate, consistent play.
Wow. Okay, this has been genuinely enlightening. A real deep dive into golf club distances, from understanding those subtle impacts of elevation changes way out in the Karoo to harnessing the advanced tech you see at places like Stan City. Hopefully you listening feel armed with a whole new layer of knowledge now.
Yeah, we've covered a lot. We explored those primary factors that influence your shots, tried to demystify some typical club distances, unpack the strategies and the tech that can help enhance your game, and we really delved into those unique challenges and opportunities too, presented by South Africa's incredible golf courses.
So what does this all mean for your game? That's the real question. Whether you're a seasoned player listening in or maybe just starting out, understanding these nuances, these details, can truly unlock potential on the course. You now have insights, hopefully, to make more informed club selections, to adapt better to whatever the course throws at you, and maybe even pinpoint specific areas for your own improvement, whether that's through practice or getting some coaching.
And that really raises an important question for you, the listener. Now that you've heard about this depth of factors influencing your game, altitude, humidity, spin rates, club fitting, which single piece of data or which single adjustment resonates most with you? Is it maybe a new understanding of how altitude affects your specific game? Is it committing to actually starting that distance log we just talked about? Or perhaps exploring professional club fitting to see if your equipment is truly optimized for you? Which one thing will you prioritize to maybe shave off those crucial strokes? Really consider how this knowledge might specifically shift your approach next time you're out on the course, maybe even this week.